planted in a rounded mind, a thought begins to sprout. And stretching out its newfound arms, it clears away the doubt. But fruit it bears grows overripe before the tree is full. And knowledge tends to be obscured by indecision's pull. Deny your foolish fallacies and look beyond your scorns. For age is only suffering, and you have just been born. You have just been born. You have just been born. Is older than my life. A shadow haunts its rooms. It's seen so many residents who've left a bit of gloom. And now it stands preparing for another lodger's haste, and recreates an atmosphere to satisfy his taste. Deny your foolish fallacies and look beyond your scorn. For age is only suffering, and you have just been born. You have just been born. Put you on your guard, to make a doubt your reckoning, and leave your feelings scarred. But the wounds all heal so rapidly, yet leave the slightest trace of memories of last year's pain. It's what you have to face. Deny your foolish fallacy on your scorn. For age is only suffering, and you have just been born. You have just been born. You have just been searching for treasure on islands of leisure, you're choosing to bypass our schemes. Taking tobacco and bottles of aspirin, you're packing your meager IDs. Catalina, Catalina, what else must you do? Catalina, you have lost your emotions, but found that you finally can sleep. No more desires to kindle your fires. You sense that the lost you. Pounding on heaven's locked door.
My name is Sam, and when I was in Prague, I listened to www.wvud.org. You're listening to WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
And good evening, everybody. It's Mando Richard back on duty after about 6 weeks. Thrilled to be back, and I'm even more thrilled to tell you that we've got a really, really great musical guest. We're going to get her on the phone. Before the show began, we played one of her cuts from 1973. Trett Fury is her name, and that was Catalina from her initial LP she put out in 1973. And she's going to be appearing at the Kennett Flash on Saturday the 29th. So wanted to chat with her and give you all a chance to meet her and listen to some of her music. And we've picked out something from her 2001 Back Home CD called Closer to My Sons to start off the interview. And while it's playing, we'll get her on the phone. So stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Closer to my sons, closer to my sons, I am closer to my sons. I see what I've become, I am closer to my sons, I am closer to my sons. She never came back to the farm anymore. She couldn't come back to a cold, cold heart. Wouldn't come back, he was just like his father before. She never came back. He couldn't get back to his dreams anymore. He couldn't get back from a cold, cold heart. He wouldn't go back to the life they had before. He couldn't get back. Closer to my sons, closer to my sons, I am closer to my sons. Now she's on the run, I am closer to my sons, I am closer to my sons. He couldn't get past a father who pushed too hard. He couldn't get past the killing of the bird. And his cold, cold heart froze up and pushed her away, and she never came back. But I am closer to my sons, closer to my sons, I am closer to my sons. My life has just begun, I am closer to my sons, I am closer to my sons. Every spring, me and the boys paint the birds on the side of the barn. We paint them for me, we paint them for her. We paint the birds wild on the side of the barn. They wouldn't go far from the father they loved. They wouldn't have heard of any such a thing. They painted him well, they painted as hard as they could, and they painted him back. And now I'm closer to my sons, closer to my sons, I am closer to my sons. I see what I have become, I am closer to my sons, I am closer to my sons. Every spring, me and the boys paint the birds wild on the side of the bar.
If I pushed all the right buttons, Trett Fury is on the line with us. Are you there, miss?
I am here.
Well, great. I can hear you in my ears, which means that people are hearing you out over the airwaves. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us.
It's my pleasure. I appreciate it very much.
And so far, people have heard something that goes back to 1973, your original LP, back when you had long hair like everybody else in Laurel Canyon.
That's right, a big bell-bottom pants.
Catalina, and then what we just heard was from your 2001 record, Back Home, we heard Closer to My Sons, and that just sounds like that song tells a fascinating story.
It does, and it was actually co-written, myself and Chris Williamson, one of the last songs we wrote, and it came out of a songwriting workshop we were doing, because I often, when I teach and when we talk, would often do the exercises with the students. And it was a magazine article about a man whose wife left him. And he was devastated by the fact that his wife left him. And his wife left him because he was so cold. And after she left, he did some therapy, really did some searching, soul searching, and remembered that when he was a child, his father made him kill his pet bird. And he never recovered from that. And so he and his son started painting birds on the side of the barn to heal. And though his wife never came back to him, he recovered, had a very wonderful, warm relationship with his son. So every year they would repaint the birds as a reminder and as a healing gesture. So it's really an interesting story that we just had to write about.
Well, what's really cool about that, though, is that it takes that little story and the way you put it together, it does universalize it for people. They get a sense of the emotion.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, one of the things that you do like to do, is you mentioned already, is go out and you teach. Are you teaching mostly songwriting, or are you also teaching about performance?
I don't teach performance. I teach songwriting and guitar, and I teach individually on Skype. I have several students that I teach every week when I'm home during the week. And then I do workshops around the country, not as many as I'd like, but I do one every summer on Whidbey Island. And this will be my fifth year, and I usually have 12 to 14 students. And almost all of them are returned. Some of them have come every year. Some of them have come 4 years, some three. It's an experience that just sort of is transformational, and people just become involved. And teaching is something that I love doing. I mean, it's just, you can't really teach songwriting because it's such a nebulous thing, but you can guide people to find their own muses. And that's just, to me, that's thrilling. It's one of my favorite things to do.
It's also, though, that you write about so many different things yourself. I mean, personal relationships to big songs about freedom. Freedom is one of the marching songs, if you will, from your latest record, Rembrandt Afternoons, and that kind of thing. It seems like you're one of those people who uses everything. I mean, this conversation might turn up in a song. I have to be careful.
It could. That's right, exactly. Well, you have to keep it fresh, not just for an audience, but for yourself, otherwise. So, I mean, I could get stale really easily. And then, what I'm finding is the songs don't quite as frequently, but I think they're more well thought and a little deeper because I do take more time with them and because I'm of an age where, so much of my life is behind me and that I have experienced a lot in my 66 years.
You're talking about all this behind you. You started off singing semi-professionally at about, 15 or 16? So you've been doing this for...
Yes. I started playing guitar when I was 11, and I started, you know, singing Joan Baez and Judy Collins and Bob Dylan when I was 12. And at 16, I was sort of the local star, and I played at our coffee house in town, and I played at the university. I played anywhere I could, and then when I was 18, I left home. I went to Berkeley. I spent most of that year at Berkeley playing on Sproul Plaza because it was the last year of the riots, so mm-hmm. I didn't have a lot of classes, but I had a lot of music. And I played every week on Sproul Plaza. I think, you know, I'd make a ton of change in my case. I had a huge crowd. And I realized, you know, after that year that this is what I wanted to do. So I quit school and we went to New York and found a manager and ended up in L.A.
I think it's fascinating. In the email that we've been sharing back and forth, you told me that one of my music heroes produced your first record that came out in 1973.
Yeah, Lowell George, one of my heroes as well. I was really fortunate, you know, it wasn't something that the record label necessarily wanted because he was pretty eclectic. But,
yeah.
My manager, you know, I convinced my manager that this is who I wanted to work with. Now, Lowell had been a friend, and he used to come to our house. I lived in a house in the Hollywood Hills with the women from Fanny, the first all-women rock and roll group. And a lot of musicians would just drop by all the time, and Lowell was one of them. And we sat and he listened to some of my songs, and he said he wanted to produce my album. So we convinced my manager to make that happen, and it was probably one of the most profound experiences of my life.
And I think also in 1973, people can hear you in the background on Dixie Chicken, Fat Man in the Bathtub, and other things from Little Feat's Dixie Chicken record.
That's right. Yes, and I'm kind of getting royalties from that, which is wonderful.
Well, next time I play Fat Man in the Bathtub, I'll think of you getting an extra, you know, tenth of a cent.
Yeah, there you go. Right, exactly.
Which, actually, you've been in the business for so long doing so many different things. I'd be really interested to hear, and I bet our listeners would too, but how have you found all the changes? I mean, it used to be it took a big company to press records, vinyl, and now vinyl records are a luxury item that get pressed. I mean, there's more opportunities for do-it-yourself musicians to make stuff. What have been your observations about the business of music?
Well, the business of music is, you know, has really changed. It's pretty much gone. It's, you know, in Nashville, of course. I mean, the business of music moved from L.A. to Nashville many years ago. But you don't find a lot of people seeking mainstream deals anymore. I mean, I got out of the mainstream in 1980 because I was turning 30, and I was without a record deal, and so pretty much I was dead because I was a woman from 30 without a deal. I had had two record deals prior, but I was searching for another deal, and I thought, you know, this is not going to happen. So I went into the independent area, into women's music. But it's really, you know, the good part of it is that anybody pretty much can make a record now. The bad part is that anybody can make a record now. And there's a lot of stuff out there that isn't of value. You have to really search, I think, to find value in music because there's just a lot out there. And, you know, when people ask me what they should do to make a living in music, I say, don't quit your day job because it's almost impossible to make a living in music these days. I can make a living because I've been doing it so long. I fortunately have an audience that comes to my shows. I still sell CDs. People buy CDs from me. I get more downloads for sure, which is great. And I always tell people on my shows, go to CD Baby first, go to iTunes second. Yes, stream, but don't stream unless you've bought the album because, you know, as you know, and what I'm trying to educate people is that for 1,000 plays on Spotify, I might get 0.03 cents. You know, and they just go, wow, you're kidding. No, I'm not. And I tell people, go ahead and stream because you can't load up your phone with all your music. Go ahead and stream, but buy the music first. and buy it from CD Baby because they pay the artists the best, and then iTunes pays second, and Amazon is pretty iffy, and then everything else is just ridiculous. So,
yeah,
that's my spiel that I tell my audience at shows, and they're very respectful. I've got to say that, you know, again, I have a great audience because I've been doing this for so long. But to start now is really difficult, and to make vinyl is really expensive.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, vinyl has become like a luxury item that, you know,
absolutely.
That as opposed to the way music was mass produced. And I just keep thinking back to, you're old enough, you probably remember them too, that band Big Star from Memphis that made wonderful music, but it all just sort of died because they couldn't get a distribution deal.
Yeah. That's crazy. I still have the acetates from some of my very early records, those big, heavy discs that you would burn, that you would, cut LPs from. And those are great things just to hang on to for posterity.
Well, let's go ahead and play another song. I think I've got picked out next, Foolish or Foolhearted from your most recent record, which is called Rembrandt Afternoons. And this is one that it just sounds, this is one that it reminds, it's just so well written. It's so well crafted. It's like there's imagery that carries through from verse to verse and you know, a pattern. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Shall we let the folks hear it?
He made a figure eight knit scarf to keep me warm in winter, gray as the color in my hair. I wore it on those icy days, those cold December nights. Now I can't find it anywhere. It was made with so much love and the finest woolen yarn, with tender articulated care. I was delighted to be given a gift from his crafting hands. Now I can't find it anywhere. Doesn't mean it didn't mean that much to me. Doesn't mean I'm foolish or foolhardy. I was sitting in Atlanta, waiting for my plane, and I dashed away, and I guess I forgot it. She found the perfect heart-shaped stone, a promise of our love, gray as the color in my hair. I kept it in my pocket to remind me of her trust. Now I can't find it anywhere. Doesn't mean it didn't mean that much to me. Doesn't mean I'm foolish or foolhardy. I was leaving New York City, checking out of my hotel, and I dashed away, and I guess I forgot it. Still, I know that it's unsettling to lose an object of affection, though it's not a loss of loving or of care. What matters most of all is the thought and all the feeling, and that's something I'll always find here. It was a Queen of Hearts star cup to keep my coffee warm, gray as the color in my, something I could travel with to remind me to come home. Now I can't find it anywhere. doesn't mean it didn't mean that much to me. Doesn't mean I'm foolish or foolhardy. It was sitting on the roof as I was packing up the car, and I drove away, and I guess I forgot it. At least I didn't lose my heart. It's with you.
Trett Furey and Foolish or Foolhearted from her most recent record, Rembrandt Afternoons, which came out in 2015. And we're talking to you because you're going to be at the Kennett Flash on Saturday the 29th for an 8 p.m. show.
And for I am.
And for folks who don't know, the Kennett Flash is located at 102 Sycamore Alley in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. And their website is kennettflash.org. And there are two N's and two T's in Kennett.
There you go.
Now, when you come to Kennett, are you bringing a band with you? Are you coming solo? Who's going to be with you?
No, I perform solo. I've played with the band many times over the years, but these days, you know, I'm in my car mostly. I travel by myself, and I either fly or drive, and I play solo. But I do have a special, very special thing coming. There's a women's choir in Philadelphia called the Anacrusis Choir. And several of the members, and the Anacrusis Choir has done an incredible arrangement of my song, Freedom, which gets performed all over the area. And also it was performed at the big gala in Denver. And as a result, other choirs around the country are doing that arrangement of my song. Anyway, 13 members of the choir are coming to sing with me on that song.
Oh, cool.
Saturday night. So it's going to be very cool.
That's very, very cool. And then, as I caution you in an email, you've got a five-hour drive ahead of you for your next gig in Pittsburgh.
That's nothing. That's a morning drive for me.
As long as we're plugging, why don't you tell folks where they can find out more about you on the web?
Well, come to my website, which is trettfury.com, and it's spelled T-R-E-T-F-U-R-E. Not a Y, but an E. And all my, you can sample my music there. You can see all my concerts. You can see my pep portraits. You can buy T-shirts and music and my cookbooks on my store page. There's a lot going on. And also, I'm on Facebook. I have three pages, a Trett Furey music page, a Fans of Trett page, and then my personal page. So, yeah, check me out. And, of course, Reverb Nation as well.
One of the things that I told you in email ahead of time I thought was fascinating is you are one of the few artists whose records we get, and you know, they proudly declaim that you're a member of the Musicians Union.
Yes, very much so.
That's important to you.
It's really important. I've been in the union since I was 16, and I joined at 16, not because I came from a union family, but because Pete said join the union, so I did. And truly. And the union never did much for me. I was a member of my local up in Marquette, Michigan, where I grew up. But the union didn't do a whole lot for me until I joined Local 1000 in 1999. John McCutcheon, who was at the time president of Local 1000, convinced me that I needed to be a member and that I could, if I joined, I could get a pension. And I joined, and within 6 months, I was on the board. And a year later, I was vice president, and I was vice president for 3 terms, and now I've been president for 2 terms. And I think every traveling musician should be part of this union, not just for the pension, but there's instrument insurance, there's contract protection, there's solidarity, there's just, you know, so many reasons to be in this union. And I am now collecting a pension, so I never thought in my life I would get a pension from the Musicians Union, and I am.
Wow. Well, I think it's really true that if someone is serious about pursuing music, there's just so many ways that people will try and take advantage of you.
Absolutely.
The banding together
that
is important.
Really gone to bat for musicians, especially regarding performance rights. The SRLs, they're totally been in Congress and, you know, on the Hill for years now, making it easier for people to get paid. And it's a long, ongoing battle, but we're making inroads to artists getting paid what they deserve.
Well, we've got time for one more song, and the one that I picked out, and I've listened to it now like three times in the past several days, I liked it so much, is one that you put out on True Compass back in 2007. It's called Six Beers. And in email, you told me the story about that. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I had, that is one of my favorite songs. I had gone to see the movie Brokeback Mountain, and I was, like most people, I was moved to tears by the heartbreak of that movie. And, you know, the image that stuck in my mind was Keith Ledger in that bar, not able to leave the bar, just devastated, and drinking beer after beer. So, yeah, it's not about chugging beer, but it's about, you know, if six beers won't do it, 12 won't. You know, it's so hard to get over the devastation of a loss of somebody. And that's basically how the song evolved.
Okay, well, I think we're going to let the folks hear this, and the next DJ hasn't showed up yet, so if you have a few minutes, we might talk a little bit afterwards.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, it's 10 after 1, the jukebox still playing, the crowd's thinning out, no one is staying. I'll be here until closing, 'cause there's nowhere to go and no one to go home to. The house is so empty, cold rooms to roam through, so I'll be here. I'll be here until closing. And if six beers won't do it, 12 won't either. The nights just get longer and the loneliness wider. But I just didn't have the nerve. Now that it's over, now that you're gone, I just don't know how I'll move on. Well, the bartender's mad, says I should get on, get off of my butt and try to be strong. But he don't know what it feels like, 'cause we all make mistakes, but this one was tragic. A chance to find happiness, a chance to find magic. If six beers won't do it, 12 won't either. The nights just get longer and the loneliness wider. But I just didn't have the nerve. And now that it's over, now that you're gone, I just don't know how I'll move on. Now that it's over, now that you're gone, I just don't know how I'll move on.
Six Beers by Trett Fury. Here on the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. And we're sort of an extra time as, well, that sounds like that might be the 7 o'clock DJ arriving right now. It is. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
So, Trett, you've been a wonderful guest. And as we get ready to switch over, again, I'll remind people you'll be appearing this Saturday at the Kennett Flash at 8 p.m. And for more information, then go to kennettflash.org to find that. The last song we're going to play while Sarah's getting ready to take over the board is one called Freedom from your newest record, Rembrandt Afternoons. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's my anthem. What can I say? I mean, in all the time, all the stuff that has been happening the last few years, I just wanted to write an uplifting song about keeping justice and love and peace in the forefront of your lives. And not try not to get too dismayed by what's happening in the political scene now. But stay strong and keep in your hearts and in your voice to carry freedom in your heart.
Excellent. What a great way to end. Thank you so much, Trett Fury.
Thank you, Richard. It's been wonderful.
Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart. Carry justice as a goal. Carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. When your seams are tearing and your sleeves are threadbare and your shoes are wearing from the road, when your spirit's too thin and your heart's too heavy, remember all that we've been told. Carry freedom in your heart, carry justice as a goal, carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart, carry justice as a goal, carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. When the world seems shredded and our battles stitched up and the fighting nothing more than show, when our fuel is fracked and our lives hijacked, remember all that we've been told. Carry freedom in your heart, carry justice as a goal, carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart, carry justice as a goal, carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Still our lives aren't equal, it's just another sequel to a tragic tale that we've been sold. When I can't get married and I can't be buried by the one I've pledged forevermore. Carry freedom in your heart, carry justice as a goal, carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart, carry justice as a goal, carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart, carry justice as a goal, carry love in every fiber of the fabric of your soul. Carry freedom in your heart, carry justice as a goal.